Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop, everybody. Okay, so Wendy Williams is calling out NeNe Leakes. You guys, it's getting hot. It's getting heavy. She says the housewives are slumming. I'm Carissa Kolliner. This is Justin Sylvester. Welcome to Daily Pop. I said your last name kind of weird. Sylvester.
That's fine. I don't know my last name at this point because I'm on day 100 of quarantine, and I feel like I'm lost on an island here.
Okay, so we also have a special celebrity guest that's going to be joining us in just a little bit. Scott Wolf is going to be joining us. He has this awesome new movie that's out now that we're going to be talking about. So stick around for that. But first, let's talk about NeNe and Wendy. Now, these two have had a complicated relationship, especially over the last year. It's really just go downhill. But Wendy Williams is back on our show this morning. She was saying that she was ambushed by NeNe with an unexpected phone call. She says NeNe called her with the housewife's cameras rolling, not giving her a heads up, and asked her to go on FaceTime. Wendy hung up on her. Was like, no. Wendy said NeNe should have at least called her beforehand to ask for permission, which she says she would have said no regardless. And Wendy says she's worked too hard and that doing housewives is slumming.
Ooh, this is crazy. You know, being a friend of someone who's been on reality TV for almost a decade now, I just assume everything is on air, that there is a camera around them at all
times. I would think that you would just you would always let somebody know, hey, we're going to be filming when you're here.
No, like, it doesn't always happen like that. Literally, Kyle will invite me to things and forget to tell me that they're filming because this is her reality. This is what she's been doing every day for 10 years. It's like almost like if somebody would call me at 9 o'clock in the morning, they would already know that we're on air. So I think for Wendy, it's just second nature. But the other thing I don't understand is when NeNe is hot and, you know, her tea is out there and Wendy wants the first drop and Wendy wants an exclusive, NeNe always bends over backwards and goes to Wendy first when she could go to GMA, she can go to E, she can go to anywhere on NBC, yet she will go to Wendy first. Why wouldn't Wendy just pay the favor back?
Well, I do kind of feel for her, though. If you're really having a toxic time with your friend, you don't want to have that first real conversation on a reality show, especially it's not even her turf. Wendy, of course, would probably feel comfortable if it was on her own show and her own turf, but this is NeNe's turf. She doesn't know how the call is going to be edited. She doesn't know how it can make her look. Like, to me, I think that's kind of a stab. And like, as a woman to woman, I feel like if you're having problems with me and we're fighting and we're going to have that serious first talk and you're going to try to do that while you're filming a reality show, and I know that you're just using me to have a moment and to portray this however you want, because once you hang up the phone and continue to talk with the people around you, you can paint the picture however you want, and however they edit it may not be the truth. So I feel
But why is it okay for Wendy to talk about her friendship with NeNe and talk about all the gossip and talk about the hard time NeNe is going through? Why is that okay for Wendy to do on her show, but it's not okay for NeNe to do on her show?
No, I don't think it's okay for either of them. It's just a sign of that there's just not a real friendship there. Don't you think?
No, I think like, sometimes you could read in between the lines that the source said Wendy sees Housewives as slumming it. And I think Wendy has this thing that reality TV is beyond her, but she's never, you never know when you're gonna need reality TV. And you never know when you're gonna need that person again. So sometimes you have to scratch that person's back in order to get it back. NeNe's not gonna give Wendy the exclusives anymore. NeNe's not gonna give Wendy all the details of the leaked conversations and behind the scenes things. She's gonna lose that because she didn't wanna be a part of a reality show.
Yeah, you're probably right. But do you think that these two are ever going to be like close friends again, or do you think it's over?
I think they'll work it out. I mean, they're two boss women. They're two alphas, and they run things in their own rights. So when two queen bees come to one hive, they will always fight for dominance. I think it's just going to take them a while to put borders and put boundaries up on their friendships. But Wendy knows, and NeNe knows, that NeNe is fair game for Wendy. If NeNe comes up on the show, it's the first thing that Wendy's talking about. So Wendy's just got to pay it forward. You got to put your pride aside, do some Real Housewives, collect the check, and do your thing.
To me, I feel this isn't a real friendship. This is like a celebrity Hollywood friendship. Like, they both get something out of this friendship. They, you know, both get publicity. It's good for both of their shows, but it's not genuine. It's not like true heart there. They're just using each other is how I feel.
I agree with you on the first 3/4 of that, but I think what happens when you are in a celebrity friendship, there is an understanding that you have of what each other goes through and the scrutiny and the lack of privacy. So yes, it's not as deep and genuine as your friendships may be that you had before you were on TV. But these people need one another because they understand what each other is going through. So I think it's deeper on a different level. I think it's necessary, and you have to have those people that you can talk to about the pitfalls of fame.
Yeah, that's true. But we've got plenty of people. I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep following that story. But
we'll keep following that story.
Because Wendy won't stop talking about it, that's for sure. All right, guys, we're very excited because right now we have a special guest joining us. Please welcome Scott Wolf to the show.
Hey, guys.
Scott Wolf has a wife because his wife set up that light for him, didn't she?
Why is your lighting so great?
It's my wife, she's a life coach, and she does a lot of stuff through her platform on Instagram. And so we have one of these big round lights. I would look miserable without it.
I'm not sitting here just trying to soak in the LA sun, and there's literally none happening today. So you look great. You look fabulous. You got this down. How are you doing?
Doing well. I would take a little of that LA sun right now. I live in Park City, Utah, and it snowed a little this morning. We're dealing with that. So spring is supposed to be here, but nobody has told our local weather. but we're hanging in, you know. We're running a diner for three mostly nice patrons, and we're also teaching them school while they're in between meals. So,
oh my God.
But it's been going well. We're healthy. We're enjoying each other's company. Aww. And I love our little self-isolation gang. We're doing well. How are you guys holding up?
So hold on, let me get this right, because if my math is right, you're isolated, you're snowed in with three kids for the last 3 weeks. That must be two cases of wine. You've been through two cases of vino.
We don't count anymore. We don't count the bottles. the consumption is at a, you know, it's funny because it's very difficult in close quarters to you know, have a big glass of wine and binge a show. You know, there's always a kid hiding around the corner.
I know. I'm having a hard time getting my quality TV time in. All the people that are like, I've just been 12 shows. I'm like, I don't have the quiet time to do that.
It's hard. My wife and I are tag teaming pretty well. And, you know, we can sort of see the look on each other's face when that person's like, get me out of here, or I'm going to throw somebody out a window. And so we've been trying to be mindful of each other that way. And, you know, tag that person out so they can go have a minute and exercise or do something. But, you know, with everything that's going on in this big crazy world right now, we're very lucky and we're healthy, thankfully. And yeah, we're going to be at this for a minute. I mean, it's going to be at least another month, sounds like.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Probably. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I saw your wife on Instagram doing meditation with the kids. Yeah. I have to know, honestly, truly, does that work?
Ish. So my daughter Lucy is the funniest because she just thinks it's funny, you know. So she's like, she's sitting there with her eyes closed, and then if you look at her, she's like looking around at everyone to see if everyone's doing it. You know what? We try and have some circle time, some time to just kind of check in with everybody. I'll sit the kids down when we're up in the morning. I'll just sit them on a couch and just ask them how they're doing, how they're feeling. And look, I mean, the homeschool, we're doing what we can, but our priority is making sure everybody feels calm and safe. And they're doing pretty well. It's crazy how fast kids acclimate to a new reality. I mean, we've been doing this for what, a couple of weeks, let's say. And we were on a bike ride the other day and we rode by this apartment building and there was a group of kids and they were, I don't know what the situation was, whether they, you know, whether these families lived together, whether they knew, it was hard to say, but they were playing in this central area in this apartment building. And as we rode by, my daughter, who's five, she goes, "Dad, that was weird. Those kids were standing right next to each other." It's like that's so trippy that in no time she already recognizes that that's the weird thing.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it would have been like this: 911. I have something to report.
Totally. Arrest those people. I mean,
there needs to be a hotline to report the non-distancers.
Oh, 100%.
Non-distancers. I love that.
It sucks for you that you can't sit down and watch your new movie that's out, Inside Game, out on video demand and digital now. I remember when the scandal broke.
Right.
How insane and crazy this was in the sports game. Do you remember when this was happening, or did you have to go back and learn it all over again?
No, I do. I didn't know any details about it. I don't know what you knew about it. All I really knew is as a sports fan, as a basketball fan, I knew that this referee at the highest level of the game, one of the mainstays in the NBA, was banished from the league for betting on games and for giving and being part of this whole gambling syndicate and defrauding the NBA. And so I knew that's all I really knew. But the idea that this ref, you know, sometimes, you know, if you hear like it's a player or even a ref that is a sub that nobody really ever sees, the guy that was really at the highest level and knew as much about the game, was as central to the game as anybody, was accused of these things and was banished from the league, really, I think, struck home with everyone. And the telling of the story, the way that we tell it in Inside Game, is super fun and it's super authentic because it's told from the perspective of Tommy Martino, the guy that I play, who was one of these three guys. The other thing that I think that's fascinating is, I think when you hear a story about the defrauding of the National Basketball Association, you assume there's these just huge organizations and giant machinery that are kind of like powerful enough to make these things happen. And it was really these three guys from Philly, these three guys that grew up playing basketball together. They were best friends. One of them became an NBA ref. One of them became a big bookmaker, a bookie. And the third guy, Tommy, that I play, was a guy who just saw a chance to jump back in the saddle with his buddies and be part of something bigger than himself with these guys that he loved. And so when we jump into it, it's very much like, you know, the Titanic, in the sense that right off the bat, you're like, there's no way these guys pull this off. But they just get so deep in, and they have such an incredible ride that you get lost in it with them. And only when things start to really fall apart do you remember, like, oh yeah, these guys are so deep over in over their heads.
Oh my God.
And this is really dangerous.
It looks so good. Like, I'm not the biggest like NBA person, so I don't totally remember this, you don't have to be. Like, this is, like, it looks very, very good. But I do want to know, is that ring, did you pierce this or what?
All right, so just to speak to my intended level of commitment, I was ready to pierce my ears, and I was kind of excited about it. And then my wife was like, time out. You pierce your ears, like, you might never have those holes fill back in. And I thought, like, I really want to have real earrings for this character in this film, but I don't want earrings for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we wound up using these magnetic earrings, which worked great, and they look great. And I thought I pulled them off all right.
Yeah.
But
you could just whip them out after quarantine whenever you have some alone time.
That's right.
When you want to play character at home.
Yeah, that's right. But I did wind up, it became an issue on set where, you know, there were fight sequences, and invariably, it'd be like, freeze, you know, and the earring would have flown off.
Yeah.
And then, like, a team of people would have to come in and find the thing in a pile of dirt. But it was such great fun, an amazing character, a guy who has an entirely different code of ethics than I have, but really lives by it, believes in it. And ultimately, it winds up being a story about friendship, about loyalty, about adventure, and about taking a chance to be part of something bigger than yourself, even if it's something that most people might think was a bad thing. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
But let me ask you this question, because I like true crime. I like real, like, hit from the headlines. Did you get a chance to talk to Tommy himself before you took on this role?
I did. I spent time with Tommy. I got a chance to talk with him first. At very first, I was just listening to tapes of him. Our director, Randall, who's a great friend of mine, had recordings of conversations that he had with Tommy. And just to sort of, like, get myself into that Philly dialect. And I grew up on the East Coast in New Jersey, so wasn't that difficult to slide into. But talking to Tommy about what this whole thing meant to him, about what it felt like moment to moment, and the biggest parts of it that were very important for me to understand was why it seemed like a good idea at the time in the beginning, and what it felt like when this whole thing started to cave in on them and the boat was sinking, and suddenly this, like, really fun adventure with his old buddies was turning into, I could spend a good part of my life in prison. So talking with Tommy was invaluable, and just energetically soaking him in a little bit, because we were telling his story and I wanted it to feel authentic, and I wanted him to be able to watch this film and think to himself, yeah, that looks like what it looked like. And
he has
Tommy has seen it, and he's really proud of it. And he went through a lot, you know. He wound up, spoiler alert, but he did go to prison, and it was not a, you know, as crazy and thrilling and once in a lifetime as this sort of caper that they got involved with was, and this gambling scheme, his time in prison was its own, obviously, once in a lifetime kind of experience. And it was really harrowing. And he wrote a book about it. It's also called Inside Game. And I one time earlier in White Squall, I played a character who, a real life character who I'd gotten a chance to meet. And there's always this sense of, you know, you feel obligated in some way to tell their story honestly and fully. Yeah. And I
have more fun
than I had a long time.
Well,
I just hope that Michael B. Jordan, when they call him to play me later on in life, he does as much of that research and development character.
He owes you that.
He owes you that.
Scott Wolf, I'm so excited for you. This movie looks so good. I cannot wait to watch it tonight. I've got it, like, sitting in my computer. I'm just waiting for the little one to sleep or go away or something. So I can actually watch it. But it looks so, so good. You guys, Inside Game is on video on demand and it's on digital right now. Thank you so much.
Guys, stay safe and well. Great to see
you. We appreciate it, Sky Wolf. I don't have a unicorn. I don't have a unicorn. I can watch it right now because I don't have children. And I'm going to pour myself my third glass of wine of the morning.
Will you quit bragging? Will you just quit bragging, please? I'm trying to get down my Celsius this morning. Hey, we're going to be back here tomorrow at noon. Not only tomorrow, but every day this week. So make sure you tune in and we will see you then. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm going to shave, I promise.
Who cares?